Sheriff Redmond, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Jim.
At 10 o'clock this morning, the Office of Emergency Services issued a flood evacuation warning for portions of Jackson, Sutter Creek, Ione, and unincorporated Amador County. Since that time, we've had a number of calls, I'm sure the sheriff's office has too, of folks worried that this is a mandatory evacuation. And once again, this is only a flood evacuation warning. Sheriff Redmond, can you take it from there?
That is correct, Jim. So we are trying to be proactive with the fact that there is a potential for flooding in those areas. And rather than wait, we decided to issue a warning. The warning is purely to let you know the potential for flooding in those areas has increased to a level where we believe that at some point it could happen. Not may happen, it could. We just want you to be prepared. Be prepared in the event that we do have to issue those mandatory evacuation orders.
And again, those orders are for in Jackson, Clinton Road, South Avenue, Gordon Lane, Marcucci, Pitt Street, Water Street, Main Street, North Main, and Jackson Gate, and Sutter Creek, Church, Main, Badger, and Spanish, in Ione, Main, West Marlette, Spring Creek Drive, West Jackson Street, Eagle, and Edgebrook, and then in the unincorporated portions of the county, Clinton Road, Sutter Creek Volcano Road, Highway 88 from Jackson to Privatelli Road. And again, these are not mandatory. They are only warnings. And we asked you to do this when you spoke with us earlier today. Can you give us the difference between the warning and the mandatory?
So the mandatory is pretty clear. That means that it's imminent. That means it is going to flood at any time or is already actively flooding. Same case with a fire. We issue the same warnings when we have fires in our county. And the warning is exactly that the flood may exist. That area has been deemed to be high risk. And we now want to give you that information that potentially you may get an order to evacuate. No different than when we did the Caldor fire. We had, you know, a lot of the county was in an evacuation warning area during the Caldor. We never did mandatory evacuations, but we put people on notice that could potentially happen. And just trying to give everybody all the information we possibly can.
And Sheriff Redmond, we spoke about this earlier, too, about the 16th is the deadline to file with FEMA and the SBA and so forth. And that still is the 16th, but they will be here past that date, right? That was the question we had. And you found out that they will be here past that date?
Yes, that was changed yesterday. It was updated yesterday. I talked to Sergeant Bilotti about that when I got off the phone with you. So that is confirmed. They will be here till the 30th. But your application must be submitted by the 16th, and then they will continue to help everybody that has an application and help them process that till the 30th.
All right. So, again, you have to get that form in. You have to file that claim by the 16th, which is Thursday, and then they will be here through the end of the month to assist those that have filed claims, correct?
That is correct.
That'd be the best way to say it. All right. Other than that, how are we holding up this afternoon, early afternoon?
Well, we're still keeping an eye on everything. We're still hopeful, but we're preparing for the worst, which is why we put out those warnings. We've got some issues with some of these ponds that are on private property. And I can tell you right now, the state and even the county has no mechanisms in place to help people on private property with maybe a pond breaching, things along those lines. So we're actively watching a couple areas, and you know, we're just hoping for the best, but planning for the worst.
Gotcha. And again, folks can sign up for Code Red by going to the sheriff's website,
sheriff's office, or the county website. We'll link it to Code Red.
All right. Sheriff Gary Redmond, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.